today's episode is all about pleasing yourself, touching yourself, loving yourself, also known as masturbation. So, like we always do, I gotta do my warning because you never know what the fuck is gonna come in my mouth. Please be advised that this is sexual explicit material. All right, so we are now going to do our shots.
Shots.
Right? And I get to get my engineer to do a shot, which is shocking because he never wants to do a shot. And then we'll talk about who's here. Your drink is too far, bro. Thank you. Alright. So on the count of three.
They say pour here.
Yeah. Oh. I also sell these emergency break glass shot glasses in the kitchen section of Naughty or Drinks. So cheers. Okay. So on today's episode, I have my cousin and her best friend. Who I feel love about. We'll see how I feel about him at the end of the show.
She's a hater.
Don't talk about my bestie.
Exactly.
So, they come in and they chilling, right? Y'all chilling.
We chilling.
Right? So, masturbation. Do you masturbate?
No.
Do you masturbate?
Sometimes.
Do I masturbate? All the fucking time.
We know.
You watch me, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I wanted to masturbate to her masturbating, but then...
Hey, no, God, like, that is, like, my ultimate fantasy.
Yeah.
Is each other watching each other play with each other and then see how long we could go.
Yeah.
My attention span is short.
You would lose?
I would come faster.
Why?
Because I like the way your body squirms when you masturbate.
Oh, you did say that about the fucking machine, huh? Mm-hmm. I was supposed to show you that video. You still ain't seen that video.
You're
huh?
a hater. Yeah. Like, when she sucks her stomach in and that movement, that is just something about it. Because it's like, it's grabbing you.
But don't say, please say that you don't, you've never seen me. That
yes,
not
he
me.
Did.
No. He didn't see me. Anything about yes, my stomach.
Did. Yes,
he did. I didn't see anything about her stomach.
Right.
Tonight.
There we go.
Frack. I can't stand y'all.
Freaking frack.
Okay. So, contrary to most beliefs, a lot of people are ashamed to masturbate or actually admit to masturbation. Why do you think that is?
These make it seem like they're desperate. Like, they don't have a man. Like, they are unable to get sex. That's what I think that women think. But... I don't have time to wait. I'm busy. Sometimes I just need to get my rocks off so I can go to sleep. But I think that's why. I think women feel like, oh, if I admit that I masturbate or that I play with myself and it feels like I don't have a man, I'm lonely, I'm by myself, I can't get any dick.
And I'm still confused on why you don't. Why don't you masturbate?
All that you're looking at.
I'm looking dead at you. Why don't you masturbate?
You know what, ooh, excuse me, some good beer. The masturbation thing for me, it turned off when I got older.
And so how old are you?
Testing, I'm 37.
Oh, so you're an old man, okay.
Yeah, but when I started having more sex,
so you started having more sex at 37?
No. No, but seriously, for me, it was different.
Okay.
It changed because when you're younger as a teenager, and you're jacking off and shit, and you're like, oh yeah, boom. When you have more sex and you have great sex and you've seen the outcome of great orgasms, and then when you masturbate, it's like it's not the same anymore. It's like I'd rather just call someone and have sex with them than jack off.
So you're
apparently because we've seen it, you have a Rolodex that's just easily accessible to yeah. make a phone call.
Yeah.
So you could consider yourself a hoe?
Well, see, hoe is such a negative term, you know? Because we look at a hoe, the first thing we think about is somebody walking down Fig. I think a hoe is someone that is just having sex for the business purpose. I have sex for pleasure.
Okay.
And
you just have sex with multiple partners?
Not at one time, depending on the situation, but yeah. And I like pleasure. And I like pleasing. Okay. But also like good company. So that's what happens, you know? And it happens. It happens often.
Question. So do you think that men that masturbate just don't have access to quality women?
You know what? That's something that has been talked about in several debates and co-ed settings, because I think the same thing about women. Because most women that I know that masturbate a lot don't really worry about having sex with a man. Because they're like, I got my hand, I'm good. I go to work, I got my kids, I masturbate, I'm good.
So it's a pretty much a time thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so I think men that masturbate, probably the same thing. Like, I'm not dealing with these chicks out here, I do my thing, I'm relieving my stress, and I'm cool. But for me, I like the intimacy, I like grabbing something, I like the whole chill factor, and then we end up having sex. Like, I like the whole thing.
What sign are you again?
I'm a Scorpio.
They real nasty. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
All the Scorpios is nasty. They fuck up your life, though. Yeah. They real, real nasty. They got some of the best.
So, basically, I shouldn't fuck her best friend.
It's none of my business. I've never had sex with this man. I just want some other Scorpios.
We're going to eventually have sex, because she's talking a lot of shit. Like, she's very fucking competitive, and I am, too. So, I'm going to eventually have sex with her. I want to have sex too. She gotta be like tough for like the entertainment purposes, but trust me, I know.
I know. Y'all know me. I say whatever I want.
Oh God.
So we're gonna have sex, and then we're gonna have a podcast, and we're gonna talk about the sex that we had.
Let me tell you something. I love both these individuals, and that's my cousin, and I've known him for forever. And if I gotta put my money on anybody, it's gonna be Jason.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I've seen some things, a lot of things. He's a very charming individual.
He still didn't get the video, so how is he?
Because you're trying to play hard to get. It's like a point you're trying to
prove. No, I don't play hard to get. If I really wanted to show it, I would have showed it.
You don't want to show me the video. You want to show me the real thing. In person.
Not at all.
We're going to have sex. And we're going to let you guys know about it in the next series. What, next Monday, right?
You aren't
on the next Monday.
No, but we're going to have sex by next Monday.
Well, wait, what?
Don't forget you're taking me out for my birthday. One second.
Don't even trip.
Thank you.
I guess I'm having sex next Monday.
Before next Monday.
Before next Monday.
Oh, y'all might have sex on my birthday if y'all both take me out when y'all drinking. That's cool, too. I'm not
Matter of fact, that'd be dope. Question on the table. Drunk sex. I don't like drunk sex, but I like I'm faded, buzzed sex. Not like, oh my god, here, like.
I'm masturbating if I'm buzzing.
Hey, yeah. You know what I really do enjoy is high sex. Like, I get extremely ass horny when I'm high.
Let's get high. See, the engineer pulled to drop that track in the background. You feel me? But he wasn't ready for me.
Talk about my friend.
No, he's cool.
So, do you consider masturbating cheating?
No.
I used that term earlier. We were having a conversation while prepping, and she was cussing me out because this is her show. I'm going to remind you guys of that. So, the reason why I said masturbating is cheating, I was using it in a different term. The context I was going for is like dessert before dinner. So, like, if I have someone planning on coming over for the night or even tomorrow, I feel like I can wait. If I masturbate now, it kills my mood. I ain't gonna want to see you.
But don't you like, so say for instance, you come fast that first time, wouldn't you rather just knock one out and be like, okay, this is gonna go long?
No, when I was younger, I used to come fast without like no surprise. Like, you know what I mean? You like, she comes over, you're like, boom, 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 boom.
We've been talking about coming
fast. Boom, and then you get the shaking.
I cannot.
And then you get the stretch, you're like, so what you about to do?
I cannot now, believe my best friend just told me he was a preemie.
Oh, yeah, back in the day when I was young.
I want to fight all niggas to come fast. Oh, God.
That's cool.
That's what you did? How long was you doing this for?
And this was like early 20s, like 21, 20.
That's embarrassing. I can't believe I've been friends with you.
It wasn't. You know why? Because it's back then, to me. I'm going to tell you why, though. See, the way I used to clean it up was, like my uncle told me, if it takes you that long to come in somewhere with her pussy. So the purpose of coming fast is not a negative thing. It's only a negative when you don't give them enough time to recharge for that second round. So we kick it in an intimate setting. I smash. I come within like 5 minutes. That's cool. But now it's a foreplay. Now I'm giving you head. Now I'm trying to like get you back up to that point to get you back going and get me back going. So then once I get back going, now that second round is like murder. But that's when you got a good sex partner. Now, if it's like just a chick that's like, oh, I just want to hit that, and you come fast, now you done fucked her.
That's what I'm saying. So you seem you. More like you want intimate sex than you like fucking bitches.
Well, I just
put you didn't use the word intimate a lot.
Yeah. Because it's different.
I'm upset that you was out here just busting fast.
I was.
I'm upset about that.
Why?
Because she's mad about the shit that's going on.
Right. No, but not only that, a lot of people have speculated that they thought me and him had something going on because we've been friends for so long. Now they just think I just like,
oh, so
we coming ass niggas.
We clearing shit up.
I'm going to say something to you. What the fuck that supposed to mean?
She didn't like that if she was fucking and you was coming fast.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't every sex partner, but you know, back then when you're younger.
Name one person's name.
Who does that? It's a naughty dream.
Hey, so we are going to commercial. What are my questions?
I need somebody right now.
Jane Doe.
Who came fast.
I already know who you're talking about.
So, do you use toys when you masturbate?
Yes.
Okay. So, I have a few toys here that we can use. So, we have...
Wait, use or like show off?
That you can use to masturbate.
Oh, I thought you were like, right now?
Oh, you see that? They have a lot of chemistry going on right here. This right here?
No, this shit is annoying.
No, that's what's going on.
I can't ask a question.
Now he
got to
take her off.
That's it. No, that's not a turn on for me. It hit my titty. So we were having an issue. Me and Mike was having an issue. But anyway, no, that's not a turn.
Mike, like M-I-K-E or M-I-C?
I'm gonna punch the nigga in his dick and he gonna be mad.
Of all places to punch me, right?
Because I know that shit is gonna hurt.
Before you punch him in his dick, you passing that? Can we get a clone of it?
Okay.
Jason, is it possible? Would you let a woman clone your penis for masturbation?
So these are some tools that we use to masturbate. We have a clone of Willie.
That's
so you can make a copy of your man or your partner's penis, right? And I have it. It comes in neon. It comes in chocolate.
And it's going to glow in the dark. Neon.
And then it comes with a set of balls, which are vibrating. So you can have it vibrate with the balls. So it's depending on how you know,
what you like.
So that's on the website, naughtyyourdreams.com. I believe it's about $79.95. Your job is to keep your nigga hard. So how long have you stayed hard?
That's a good question.
You want to try?
Yeah.
One second.
No, but you know what? I don't know. I've heard stories, locker room talk. Guys are 2-3 hours on your fucking lines, Viagra. I think natural.
Have you taken a Viagra?
I haven't.
Why not?
I think 45 minutes to an hour with a consistent hard on. Like, seriously. And that's being realistic. Because, you know, most guys exaggerate because they have something to prove. I don't have anything to fucking prove. Reality is real.
Not real.
Because when you lie and you finally have sex with a girl that's heard about whatever you're claiming, and she's like, girl, this nigga dick goes hard. 10 minutes.
Right.
So why would
you
lie?
I've always said, like, the niggas who never talk about their dicks either have big dicks or know how to have good sex.
Facts.
Because they don't have to say shit. Like, I'm just going to prove to you, bitch, shut the fuck up. Here's my dick.
Yeah.
So I can't stand this one.
I'm not even talking about sex, you asshole.
But I did have a question. So, Jason, would you allow a woman to clone your penis for masturbation purposes?
No.
I can do it for fun.
But then
you
I'm like,
it. I gotta take it home.
You like, I'm like, what you doing tonight? Nothing. I got you coming got over. You. I'm like, no. So, I'm at home. Like, well, I got you right here now. I'm like,
so no. But I'm saying for like the long distance relationships, that's good. Like the niggas can't see each other.
I don't believe in long distance relationships. No.
But as far as like we in the same city and you just at home and sometimes I would like to play myself if you can't come. But other than that, like, it's just fun.
I want to see
how big you are, what you look like in toys. But again, I'm weird.
I'm not going to practice like
you're not weird. You're interesting. And I like that because you're very open. But she's right. She likes to give head. She's told me this for many years. I've been doing her since we were younger. And she's a head giving champion.
I like my engineer. Like, he just like, oh.
And I'm like, describing. Yeah, okay. I don't know what we were doing one day. And I'm like, how do you give head? And then she's like, well, it's like this. And it comes out. I'm like, damn.
I'm a head giving champion. That would be Crystal. Yeah, she sucks dick better than me.
How do you know that?
No comment.
Have you guys ever had sex with the same person?
Yes! we've had sex with the same person. No, I didn't have sex with him.
I did.
I didn't have sex with him.
He ate your pussy, but he had sex with
me. He ate my pussy. He ate my soul.
Really?
But he made sure that he told her that I only gave him head.
And then he said, can we still hang out? Yeah. After he figured out that was my cousin. He's like, can we still hang out? I'm like, I'm not tripping, my nigga. Like,
I've had sex with family members before.
We know.
Anyway, question. When was the first time you used sex? Me use a sex toy while having sex? At what age? Roundabout.
I think I was like 24. Mm-hmm. About 24.
Like she like 14.
No, remember when I had the
No. I didn't start having sex until I was 18. Okay?
I'm gonna stop lying. Remember Jason back in the day when we was like 19? I had a big brown one like this, and we went to Burger King together on Crenshaw and Slauson, and you had to stick it out your pants, and the woman thought that I was in the car giving you head, and I was simulating that.
And this is the drive at 19. Okay.
Yeah, we was wild and crazy.
We had a great time.
We did. You know what? My first time, I think I was in my early 20s, like 22. Mm-hmm. It was an older chick.
What did you use?
And she had a vibrator, uh-huh. Like one of those little bullet things, mm-hmm. And I've always liked older women because they had a way of introducing new things where it didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
But I can introduce you to some shit.
We know. But it was a cool situation. So we're having sex and, you know, in the midst of changing positions, she went, wait. She went in her drawer and she pulled it out. And one thing I can say, having the sex toy during sex does extend the sex. Because now I can pull out.
Can you say that louder?
It does extend the sex. Mm. It does. Because mm-hmm. Now I'm able to, like, besides just giving the typical head, kissing all over her body, I was still kissing all over her body and rubbing her, but I had the vibrator and I was doing the work. It's getting her going. And once she was getting ready to reach that climax, then that's when I'm penetrating but still using the toy. And it was awesome. So then I got addicted to dealing with women that had toys because the toys was an enhancement to the sex.
Are you still addicted?
Yeah, I am. Okay. That's why when I met her and she had these sex toys, I'm like, I'm going to fuck her.
None of my business.
I am
watch. I use the cock ring.
I am watch. He said, I am watch.
I use the cock ring. So we gotta make sure my nigga don't watch this episode.
Man, that cock ring thing, like somebody choking you. Like, I tried that shit. And, like, you know how bulls be kicking? I don't know if y'all know how bullfighting is. The reason why bulls kick is because they tie their balls like a string and tie it in a knot. That's really? Why when you bull riding, that's why they do that, because they make them aggressive. Yeah, that's how that cock ring feels.
So a cock ring initially is tightening your penis, so it's enhancing that.
I have a question about the cock ring. Am I supposed to put his balls in the cock ring?
You have some that do that.
No, it's just the base. Some cock rings are big enough to go around all the base.
I have a cock ring that has two holes, so one goes around his penis and one goes around his balls. Because there are also ball rings, so you hold on and...
Oh, I've been using it wrong.
What you buying?
I don't know, some food when she gets them away.
I mean, you know, he lying
to
something
up, I'm gonna have the lobster grilled cheese sandwich from LA Cafe. Okay. Postmate it.
Okay, you gotta get us food too.
I'm gonna meet you.
You can get anything you want.
Oh, you already gave me your kitchen.
I'm gonna give you something else.
I just want something to eat. I'm really hungry. I brought the chicken.
You know what? One thing though, Crystal, Zerinthia is a very sensual person.
Even though I know this
podcast is based off of sexual toys and masturbation, but it's still sex. And one thing about Cerinthia and I, the reason why we're so close is because when it comes to sex, it's like a secret society of people that can openly talk about sex. Where some people are like, look at you funny, they're judgmental, they judge your character trait, they look at you like you're just like the worst person on earth, like you're the devil. Fuck off. Okay, and I think it's realism and it's an adultism. It's just an adult thing.
No, it is.
You know,
it
and being able to talk about it. And she's had a lot of sexual partners. You know, no, and
damn.
But one thing I like about it though,
what's a lot?
Oh Jesus. Shit! I know at least 12. But
damn.
The thing is that not throwing shade, but it's an adult thing. And I've shared things with her, secrets, and it's a lot of things you can't share with everybody. Like when you work with women and you can have sex with two of your co-workers and another chick, and it's a rotating door, and it's always that one chick that knows about everybody, but she still wants to fuck you because she knows that's that me. Everybody else doesn't know.
That's
serious
me.
Shit. That's fun.
That's like, me. Yeah. I'm in here with my homework number.
That's what I'm saying, see?
You need a friend.
Shit like that. That's why she'd be my new friend, like an extension, like friend, extended friend, potential sex partner. You know what I mean? Like, and it would still be cool. Like, I'm that kind of dude that I want to come over there and fuck her.
Well, see,
fuck
her the
pussy.
Thing.
And then she'll call me tomorrow, like, this one nigga keep texting me, girl, give us a pussy. Like, he probably cool, you know?
In my life, girl, that's at me. And point I'm at, I would like to not just fuck niggas. Like, I'm good. I'm past
that.
Me too. No, no. I'm really going through.
I'm not freelancing no more.
I'm not.
Except
like,
for that one person.
I got my shit straight in line right now.
I'm not freelancing.
So, I'm... No.
You fuck me, we go together.
Yep. You my nigga.
We go together.
So, we gonna go together?
Nigga, you might as well get a ring and some other shit. That's the type of shit I'm on right now.
You gonna
save
me 50% of the week? Huh? In my house? You gonna spend the night looking for toothbrush and shit?
Sure, that's what the fuck I want. Like right now, the way I've set my life up right now, like I'm past that whole fucking thing, and that's why I'm so open because I've done it. I've been there. I fuck niggas. I've had my threesomes. Yes, I have fun, and we can still like I envision my life as being a swinger or having multiple partners, but I still want that main one where I'm like, okay, you and I are together. We are partners, and we have sex, mm-hmm. but we have a girlfriend. You know, occasionally she come through. Or we have, like, I have a room that is solely dedicated to being my sex room. Like, we are fucking.
Like on next Friday?
Yes. Why does everybody go there? 50 Shades of Grey, come on.
Oh, yeah. He was a fucking maniaco. I loved him.
Hey, why secretary. Because you love people.
I love people, too, but multiple.
Wow. But yeah, that's why we couldn't fuck. Because I'm not on my fucking
this
shit.
This is
no
Scorpio
more.
Shit. Because
I'm not on no fuck. I'm not. The nigga I've been fucking with for a year straight. I have not thought about fucking nobody else. And that's.
Well, because you have all the options.
And my fucking.
Look, they go Tyrone James.
But, like, I'm past that whole fucking.
Little David, you know?
Just to fuck. Yeah. No, like I need some companionship. Like I have so much going on.
Intimacy.
That if I need
the word I used a lot.
I need you to understand that. I just got into fucking my MBA program. I need to talk to a nigga and be like, I'm stressed out. I have this master program. Okay, I have this podcast. I have the YouTube channel. Like I'm not trying to fuck you and just fuck you. No, my nigga. Like I need.
It
to
needs
talk
to be
to
some
you.
Kind of substance behind it because it's not just sex. And that's why I use the word intimacy because I have people that.
Do I have to be a nigga? Because I'm like all different races.
See? I'm trying to have a real conversation.
I'm trying to figure it out.
And then
she
went
said,
back to her
husband. She said, look, my nigga. I'm like, does he have to be a nigga?
No, he don't. He don't.
He can be a poppy.
You know, I was called the international hoe for a little while. But. When you masturbate, do you orgasm?
Yes. So Crystal gives me toys to try out to give her reviews on. And she gave me something. Ooh, it needs to come with a life alert. Okay, I almost had a fucking seizure. Motherfucker had like 10 rotations, 12 speeds.
Damn.
Almost died.
What toy was it?
It was a dildo.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And I just give her toys and just be like, here. How much I come to her house, how much I can be like, here.
Yeah, almost died.
Was that good?
Oh my, you can't use that shit with nobody in the house. That shit is crazy.
But has a man ever had you at that point?
Uh-huh, yes.
That's good to know.
Yeah. You know him.
Oh. I probably do.
You know all her
majority.
Strange lovers, huh?
Yeah. She talks to me about him.
Except for the ones on the east side.
I only know one of them over there.
He took out of jail.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good, though.
So, we clearly know that nothing is wrong if you don't masturbate.
Nothing's
wrong. This whole episode, I tried to stay on topic, but clearly, I'm fucking him. He fucking me. The next episode, we'll be fucking. Who want to take some bets?
Right. No, but back to what I was
saying.
I got
a dub on it.
I was
fucking?
I was trying to allude to a point about just fucking and then having, like, intimacy. Intimacy doesn't mean sex. It's like
that's
when
true.
Someone comes over, y'all hanging out.
Oh, we can
drinking,
be friends, but we don't have to fuck.
See, now you didn't let me finish my point. That's like the dessert of us hanging, but it's not what you're looking for. If it happens, cool. If it doesn't, it's still cool.
Okay.
And that's what happens with me. It will. I know it will.
I'm glad that you're confident about yourself.
I'm in a thruple.
I am.
You are?
What you do?
I was gonna be like,
yeah. I have a question for you guys about masturbation.
Okay. You got do 5 minutes.
Do you prefer dildos or vibrators?
My both? Fucking machine.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, I like my both. Fucking machine.
You like both?
You should have a dildo that vibrates.
Because on my fucking machine, I have the vibrator and the dildo. So I like everything in multiple holes.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I want to see that. Not like that. You know, I already want to smash. But I'm just saying, I do want to see that because the body reacts differently. And that's not something you see in every sex situation you're in.
Yeah,
so when it's a double penitentiary, without another man being there, that's dope.
Because my nigga said something like, my body reacts different just from anal. So.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation, anal.
Have you ever used a fucking machine?
No, I have not.
You need to let her use a bit for 9,000.
That's so gross.
My toys stay at my house.
Well, we gotta get her one.
You can get her one. It runs about $400.
That's cool.
I give you the cousin.
Well, layaway.
Yeah, we can do layaway.
That's a lot of money.
Put a dub down on that.
$400.
You have it by summer next year.
You'll have it by summer. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Have you ever seen the fucking machine categories on Pornhub or X videos?
No, I have not.
My friends told me about it, but no, I heard it's like a dope category.
Your friends told you why? Oh, yeah. Your friends. Can I fuck your friends?
No, me first. Look, you better go to the site.
But anyway,
you better go see for yourself.
This has been Come In and Swallow, and you can find all of the toys that we talked about on naughtierdreams.com. You can find me at naughtydreams_ on Twitter. She's really fucking over here on Pornhub.